When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 44 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
The podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion.
My name is Alex.
And I'm Christine.
What's our theme for this week?
Apparently, NPR voices.
Oh, yeah.
Our theme this week was Runzas in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I don't know what that is. I do now.
But oh, I was going to say, did you not find any?
I did. I do. I'm still confused.
Yeah.
But I feel like we did a Skyline episode recently, and I'm sure people remained confused after that. So,
and it's one of those things where I feel like if you would ask anyone from Nebraska what we should do, I think a majority would say that. It seems to be a very popular regional thing that they care about very deeply.
I'm very amazed I've never heard of it, though, because I feel like I've even heard of, like, steam cheeseburgers in Connecticut. That's a thing.
Well, you married someone from Connecticut. Okay. I have no idea what the hell you just said.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair point. Never mind. Anyway, yeah, this one was easy.
Yeah, there were a lot.
I, like, finished in record time. I think this is the fastest I've ever finished my notes for an episode.
It's one of those where I had so many that I had to just really whittle them down, otherwise it would have taken way too long. But for those who don't know about Runza,
for those who don't listen to the end of the episodes, maybe you will never find out and we won't tell you
and you'll be just as confused as we were. So a Runza is a regional cuisine from Nebraska that supposedly originates in Germany or something.
What?
It has German origins.
Okay.
And it's a yeast dough bread pocket with a filling consisting of beef, cabbage, or sauerkraut, onions, and seasonings. And what did you describe it as? Like a
pierogi.
But you called it like a hot dog.
It looked like a hot dog bun sewed shut and filled with questionable ingredients.
Yep, that's kind of what it looks like.
And I stand by my statement, and after reading many reviews, good and bad, mm-hmm. I haven't changed my mind.
Okay, well, let's get into it then. I've got one from Jason.
Oh, thank God.
Jason.
Finally. You
know, you've been waiting for Jason's opinion.
It's that time Jason makes his opinion heard.
Specifically about Runzas.
Just any opinion, really. Mm-hmm. I could listen to Jason talk all day.
Well, then let's let them listen too. Here's his 1-star review. Their ice cream is mostly water, and the burger is one of the worst I've had in years. To top things off, the Runza is just plain weird and overpriced. Runs away from this place. End of review.
Jason did not disappoint. Just like I knew he wouldn't.
You brought it up. You're like, can't wait to hear what Jason says. I'm like, this is your kind of review here. How does she know that she should be excited for
this? There were a lot of amateur pun artists, if mm-hmm. you will. I'm sure there's a pun in there I could have made, but I didn't.
We're not even at amateur level.
No, we're not, clearly. But there were a lot of, like, because it gives you the runs, and you I just, was like,
okay, I'm not even going to read my next one now.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Literally, that was the only funny part of that. My next review.
Sorry.
You know what? I'll just throw it out there. Let me read it right now. From Jill. I don't understand the hype and the obsession. I personally think all of their food is disgusting and will give you the Runzas.
End of review. There are a lot of those, and then people also writing 5 stars like, yeah, we get it. Okay, the joke's not funny anymore. And it's like,
oh, I didn't see that. That's hilarious. Yeah.
There were a lot of argumentative pun enthusiasts.
But I'm glad we got those out of the way. Unless you have only those.
I don't think, I might have a pun or two, but for right now, I just have an angry, angry man named Matt. Mm. Matt gave, by the way, you didn't like specify which runs a place, right?
I just, no, it was just Lincoln, Nebraska.
There were a lot.
Yeah.
I just randomly picked them. Okay. So Matt gave a Runza location 1 star. I'm only giving this 1 star because I have to. This filthy animals give shame to the Runza name. To start with, I ordered 3 bottles of water and she only gave me 2. Even after repeating my order. I also order 3 chicken breasts on my salad and I know damn well what a chicken breast looks like, and this was almost 1 full chicken breast and it was burnt and dry.
I do damn well know what a chicken breast looks like.
My son ordered a Runza meal. His Runza was flat, soggy, and burnt. He spelled soggy S-A-W-G-Y.
Jeez.
Soggy.
Maybe that's like another regional thing.
His Runza was flat and soggy and burnt and tastes like a wet paper towel. I'd like to know how he knows that.
Maybe we should just pause this and go downstairs and see and be like, this is what Runza tastes like.
Oh, finally. We don't even have to go to Nebraska. His fries were also burnt. Do not go to this Runza. It has to be the most consistently awful Runza in town. End of review.
Oh my gosh, Matt. Matt.
This filthy animals everywhere. Ruining the Runza name.
That's rude. That's very, very rude.
I just like that he calls these people filthy animals that ruin the good name of the Runza and then say, I ordered 3 bottles of water,
and she
gave me 2.
Starting off strong.
Oh, my God.
Is Matt of the Runza family?
Oh, my God.
Potentially?
Not clearly. He's probably of the soggy family,
which
is why he's very persistent.
Trying to trademark that and like get that into the public conscience. So.
I think maybe he's trying to undermine the good Runza name himself.
Oh, because he's from like Soggy Subs. Down the street.
Soggy Subs. He's also a filthy animal, so it really all comes together. Gross. Soggy Subs. That's fucking disgusting.
Tune in next week when we reviewed.
I really thought you
soggy
said
subs.
Tuna next week
in Lincoln,
week.
Nebraska. Tuna. Okay.
Nope. Okay.
Did not.
Everyone make it pretty soggy. Soggy. Your turn.
Here's a quick one. 2-star review from Dominic. I would say Aaron is the worst customer. End of review.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron?
Yeah. I'm hoping that you have an Aaron in your reviews.
That would
reviews.
Be epic, though.
Because I didn't find an Aaron in the reviews.
I didn't know to look, but I don't have an Aaron. Mm. Do you think that's an employee? Why would they review their own? This makes no sense.
I don't think this person would be reviewing their own restaurant. 2 stars. You'd think.
Well, I mean, I feel like people who work at places, you know, that they're not necessarily emotionally attached to probably wouldn't mind giving their workplace 2 stars.
That's not how Runzas operate.
I guess not.
Runzas, proud family with proud workers.
Well, not according to Angie. Angie gave a Runza location 1 star. I have 0 tolerance for poor public relations. Starting off strong.
Vote Angie, 2020.
No, she's my direct competitor. Mm-hmm. I just went through the drive-thru, which she said, I went through the drive-thru, T-H-R-E-W, so wow.
Oh.
Really mixing things
what,
up.
What, use the right word the first time?
Yes.
And then the wrong word for the actual drive-thru?
For the same word, 2 words later.
Well, that's what they call it. You know what?
Just adding W's to all the words?
See, no,
is this
here
your
we go, here
master
we go. Listen,
plan?
Listen, this makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
This is a common fast food complaint that the driver, or when the driver pulls up, that the employee throws the food into the car. So, actually, Angie's a master punter.
I see. Oh, so she's no longer even an apprentice. She's
no,
full level.
Full level, the master.
Master.
Because
wow.
She doesn't like how they throw the food into her car window.
I think you're onto something.
Okay.
Let me finish the review. I just went through the drive-thru and the young attendant was very impersonal, messed up my order, and dripped ice cream all over my car. Making a mistake on an order or accidentally dripping ice cream on my car are understandable circumstances. What is unacceptable is the lack of apology and the teenage attitude I experienced. Parentheses, slamming the window shut and lack of acknowledging anything she was doing. I am a frequent customer of the store, but this is the second time I have experienced this situation, and I am now going to move on. Please, before you put an employee in front of your customers, teach them some people skills. I did confront your employee because I am tired of this teenage entitlement. She shouldn't get to keep getting paid for such a bad attitude. End of review.
Oh my god.
I love when these non-entitled reviewers, quote-unquote, believe that these teenagers who have to work at a fast food place on their off hours when they're already doing other things, probably like school, and trying to make a living here, they're the entitled ones. Like, what? Yeah. Oh, it's just infuriating. It's just infuriating.
And if you frequent a place and there are two things like this, I mean, dripping ice cream on the car, well, come on.
I'm sure it gets hot in Nebraska.
It's hot in Nebraska.
You're handing over an ice cream cone?
It's probably hot inside those runs of kitchen,
too. It probably drips on Angie's Escalade and she has a meltdown. Get it?
That was an amateur pun. Good job.
Listen, I'm trying to get to Angie status.
You're getting there. No, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
They keep us going, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they're the content upon which we rely. Or would you call them content creators?
In a way, yes.
Should they monetize?
In a weird little social media called Yelp.
I wonder if Yelp monetizes.
Oh my god. Well, in some ways, I know that they monetize in reverse, where they take money so that they remove unfavorable reviews.
I thought they don't do that. Or they do that.
Oh, they do.
Oh, wow. Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't want to get sued for defamation.
No. But someone did email us, and they told us that something like, I don't understand why you use Yelp reviews when they have this practice of doing this to businesses and making them pay money to remove certain reviews. And I was like, well, funny.
Yeah, and also we're not saying like Yelp is a golden beacon of morality. We're just saying it's a platform upon which sometimes less than stable people unleash their fury.
Yes. But if they sent some of that money our way, we'll say whatever they want.
What? Who? Yelp?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. What if we didn't? Yeah, you mean like an ad for Yelp? Is that what you're saying?
I would praise Yelp so hard if they gave me some of that.
What if we did a theme like Yelp reviews on Yelp? And then it was like Yelp reviews. Yelp is the best platform.
That's probably like would be in the Yelp forums.
I would give it 6 stars if I could.
My DS and I read reviews from Yelp.
Eek!
Oh, no.
Sorry. Okay.
So bad. Okay.
Rodney gave Runza's 1 star. After dinner, I ordered one of your 5.4-ounce ice cream cones for 99 cents. You should be in...
She was reading, and then she looked up at my face, which was not doing anything differently, and she just burst out laughing.
Because the thing I was about to yell into your face is so absurd. After dinner, I ordered one of your 5.4-ounce ice cream cones for 99 cents. You should be in jail. You should be in jail for manipulating the public and serving that rabbit droppings of an ice cream cone.
Ew, what? What specialty flavor is this?
Yes, I realize it was only 99 cents, but you should be ashamed. End of review.
Oh my god.
You should go. I just, it escalated so quickly. I bought one of your ice cream cones for 99 cents. You should go to jail. It's like, wait.
Talk about entitlement. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Rabbit droppings of an ice cream cone.
That, though, is quite poetic.
It is poetic. It's no Angie, but then again, that's a rare breed.
Impossible. My next review is 2 stars from David. I had to go up and tell the counter person I burnt my throat, gums, and tongue on the chili. I politely told them to check its temperature and maybe turn it down a bit. I waited till no other customers were standing there, even though the one guy that I waited to leave had the same thing the clerk just turned oh my God, there's no punctuation in this. I read this like 5 times going in. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I got this. No, there's literally not a single period in this whole thing. Let me try this again. I waited till no other customers were standing there, even though the one guy that I waited to leave had the same thing. The clerk just turned her back to me and checked it, and never even looked back at me or told me thanks.
Thanks?
Yeah, for informing them of such an important thing. I was a little surprised no one comment good or bad. I wear false teeth, so I can take quite a bit of hot or cold without whining. So I can imagine how hard it is for someone who has real teeth. Just saying. End of review.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You burnt your throat. That seems very dangerous. And somehow this person's still using talk to text clearly.
Obviously, without the punctuation.
There's no punctuation.
That's a good point.
Couldn't have been that bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's say that.
That's not okay. Allegedly. I mean, I feel like you did your part. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to sue them, you're not going to sue them.
Allegedly did his part because we never got confirmation that it was actually that hot or needed to be turned down.
Yeah, but he like said his part, like, yeah, and it's like, and then moved. I mean, that's all he wanted.
His civic duty.
It's his quote unquote civic duty. Mm-hmm. And then like, I don't know what more he wants. Like, I mean, I guess he wants a parade or something.
He said he was just surprised. No comment, good or bad. He wanted a comment, good or bad.
I'm also very surprised.
I love how it's like, if maybe hypothetically, if he had gotten a bad comment back, he would have given more than 2 stars.
No, oh, sure,
but
yeah.
But they turned around and said, like, screw you.
In fact, it's very cold, chilly.
It's so cold. Yeah. And then, like, the worker reaches in and just grabs a handful and it's like, look what I can do.
Does this look hot to you?
Your sensitive gums can fuck right off.
You and your false teeth?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
That's all he wanted
to hear. That's all he wanted. Comment good or bad.
Comment good or bad. Jenny.
Don't get me started.
I mean, I'll try.
Start me up.
I get a kick out of how much Nebraskans rave about Runza. I thought it was okay. I'm a light eater, so... Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
I'm a light eater, so it's not something I would typically order. It's basically a giant long roll filled with lots and lots of ground meat. I ordered their new jalapeno cheese runza, and it was huge. I can't even imagine who could eat the whole thing.
What? This is my least favorite person.
Get ready. Overall, a very heavy meal. Really not a good place to go to maintain a girlish figure. Anyway, Nebraska should get In-N-Out out here. Oh. End of review. What? Oh my God. Oh, there's so many problems with that whole situation.
Is this a Californian or something? Kind of, it really sounds like it.
A couple people in these Yelp reviews mentioned In-N-Out, and I don't know. It must, maybe there's crossover. I don't know, but or maybe that's how they compare it.
I don't know, right now, a jalapeno cheese runza sounds a lot better than an In-N-Out burger to me.
I mean, I think that's very controversial, and I'm not going to stand by either statement. But I will say, I don't really understand maintaining your girlish figure and then wanting In-N-Out instead. Because, I mean, In-N-Out is literally, I mean, it's delicious, just, yeah. But it's greasy cheeseburgers covered in, like, mayonnaise sauce. I mean, mm-hmm. Sure, they have, like, a paleo version, but it's just, like, the same thing, but with lettuce.
Lettuce wrap, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
All I know is I really want to try Runza. I hear they do have vegetarian options, so I'd love to see what that means.
I mean, honest to God, just sounds like a pierogi to me, like, before I look at it. When you look at it, it looks like nothing of this universe that I've ever seen before, but it sounds like a pierogi, which I love, so.
Yeah, next road trip I'm on, I'm just, it doesn't matter where I'm going.
Let's just reroute.
I could be going up to Washington. I'm just going to go over to Nebraska.
Don't tell Allie and Blaze, we'll just go on a road trip and completely reroute to Nebraska. Yeah.
We'll be like, you guys take a nap. When you wake up, we'll be in Northern California.
Oh, yeah, we're on our way to the beautiful mountains of Northern California.
They wake up, oh. Why are we in a Runza drive-thru?
There are no In-N-Outs anywhere to be seen. Also, where's Nebraska?
So people write in, let us know.
I know it's in the middle.
It's in the middle.
I know
it's in the north.
And it's kind of like a rectangle with a little thing on it, right?
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm not good at geography.
No, your shapes are just incredible.
I'm not good at geometry either.
It's almost, it's not a rectangle, like, it's not flat on the right side, but in the left, there's like a little
bebop.
A panhandle, but like, I don't know if that's what this would be called.
A bebop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we're on the same page, yeah, as usual.
It's pretty middle, though.
Okay.
Below South Dakota and north of Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint: it's the name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Ys. Movies, Baby!
Okay.
Great.
Ready for Scott's review?
I've been waiting my whole life for Scott's review.
This one, you sure were.
First Jason, now Scott. You're really getting me good here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Scott has this to say. 2 stars. Free ice cream cone is great. Until it embarrasses my lactose-free child.
Did the ice cream cone, like, make fun of your child? Yeah, I don't want to...
And I know.
Like, hit him with a dodgeball? What?
Those rabbit droppings just...
Oh, God.
Just give him a cookie, please. Need better customer service, even though food is great. End of review.
What does that mean?
The child got a free ice cream cone.
And was so embarrassed?
I think there was some sort of, like, reading thing they do. I saw a lot of reviews about those, where they go in and you can, like, get
your if you read,
ice,
like,
cream cone for your kid.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I feel like graders used to do that.
Yeah, I think they did. But unfortunately for Scott's child, who is lactose free, they can't get, like...
Poor Scott's child. Poor Scott Jr.
They can't get a cookie instead.
How embarrassing for that child. Yeah. I like how he's like, my child. It's so embarrassing for my child.
Mm-hmm.
He's so ashamed. He should be ashamed.
I have a feeling that Scott was the one embarrassing the child, not the actual Runza employees. Or the ice cream cone. I don't think that cone was doing much to embarrass that kid.
I mean, unless he got the Runzas after that ice cream cone. I came up with that all by myself.
Take a lactate.
Take a lactate, my friends.
That's my go-to.
That is your go-to.
Now that I discovered it way too late. I've been having problems with lactose my whole life.
Yeah,
and then
because mom was
this,
like,
past summer,
no, we'll just teach you not to have lactose. Yeah.
And then I went to dinner and Liz was like, need a lactate? And I'm like, what's that for?
I mean,
and then I was like, oh, let me try it. Oh,
I mean,
it's life changing.
You also have IBS, I have IBD. Mm-hmm. It took us till we were literally in our 20s across the country to learn about, like, Tums. So, I mean, I think maybe there was, like, a lack of over-the-counter medication.
We were sheltered as children.
Sheltered from the pharmacy, which I guess is an okay thing, unless you have some pretty severe lactose issues.
Look at us. We have a podcast.
Look how well we're doing.
We're doing great.
Mom and dad did great. So did stepmom and stepdad. And all the others. Oh, we have
They
fun.
Did their best. Let's say that.
They did their best.
And
they love us.
Whether or not we appreciated it, that's another story. But here we are appreciating the fact that we never had Tums as children.
But
Continue.
Look how exciting they are for us now, though. Like, now they're so
that's
special.
That's a good point. Now, Tums are so special to me.
It's like, you know, when they tell you to, like, save your flower. But, like,
ew, what?
Like, you know, I'm watching Jane the Virgin right now. I'm sorry. But like, you know, when they tell you like, oh, it's so special, you can't give it away. That's like us.
Yeah. Or like a china, like a piece of fine china on like a plate.
What?
I'm not going to tell you where I heard this from because I don't know if that person would be embarrassed. But that's a thing where like you have a plate and like if you lose your virginity, it's like broken.
A crack in the plate.
Yeah, it's like cracked.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did the thing.
We went to Catholic school.
We did the thing where we all like spit.
Oh, this was the most disgusting thing.
Spit in a cup.
Oh my God.
And then like passed it around, spit in it. And then at the end, they're like, would you want to drink this? And we're like, well, no. And they're like, well, don't have sex, kids.
We're like, what a stupid question. No. Why would we want to drink? They're like, don't drink it until you're married, and then you can drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fun?
Eighth grade was wild.
Listen, it was a trip. No wonder we have stomach issues. Okay. Jenny. Nope. We fucking left Jenny and her girlish figure.
Again?
Left her girlish figure behind. Okay. Liam gave Runza's 3 stars. Food was great as always. The kitchen staff were very loud and obnoxious, commenting about my order and making loud comments and referencing memes while they were cooking. End of review.
God, these people are so... That is... What else are they going
to
do?
I like how he says, like, commenting on my order. I'm like, yeah, because they have to make it. What do you mean?
I don't understand this. They're making me... Talking about
referencing
memes?
Referencing memes.
See, now talk that's about, the work of the devil. That's a good point.
Yeah, true. Talk
good
about
point, Liam.
Embarrassing Scott Jr.
embarrassing Scott.
What memes do you think they were referencing?
Oh, man. Where to even begin? Okay, just somewhat related side note. I am on a couple subreddits, like the Starbucks subreddit, the McDonald's subreddit, but like they're kind of for employees.
Oh, you snuck in there.
I snuck right in there. Mm-hmm. They're very exclusive.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But I just love seeing their posts because it's like from their perspective and they share all of these memes about working in these industries. Yeah. And like the Starbucks ones are so freaking funny.
Look at you, a man of the people.
It's like when someone orders at 6 a.m. orders like the specific type of frappuccino,
triple mocha frappuccino,
like a massive frappuccino, and they order one like on their way to work at 6 a.m. and then it's like some sort of like meme.
It's no way to keep your girlish figure.
No.
I wonder if he was referencing the meme of Kermit dancing the cooks, you know.
Yeah, that's the only one, you know.
That's the only one I could think of off the top of my head.
That's better than me. I can't think of any right now.
It's kind of weird because I can picture them, but I can't think about what you would talk about as a meme.
Which is probably why we shouldn't be on
having
our free radio show
talking
about memes. And we've been doing that recently a lot.
We haven't?
We had this whole conversation about
the
how these don't translate
over
well.
My face.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Okay.
It was probably stupid.
All right. Well, that's that. Liam was embarrassed about the memes, so your turn. He should be. I'm embarrassed about the memes,
took
quite
it very
frankly.
Personally. I'll have one more here.
Great.
2-star from Jeff. Welp, they don't have these in Kansas City. Kind of hope they keep it that way. And
Whoa. Actually, that's... How many stars?
2.
That's kind of a good one.
Yeah. I think that was one of the best negative reviews I've ever read.
That's a sneaky low blow, but like a little bit clever there.
Although... Didn't really have much substance to it. There's no reason why. No positive criticism. No lengthy essay about the practices of the kitchen.
Unfortunately staff. For us, there's none of that. But probably fortunately for the rest of the world, there's none of that. To make up for it, I have a review by Desiree. 1 star. I have held my tongue long enough trying to be a good Nebraskan, but I can't no more. Runza is awful. I do not know how they figured out how to make something taste like a burp.
That's so funny. What?
I know, I think we saved like the most hilarious people for last. Like genuinely funny. I do not know how they figured out how to make something taste like a burp, but that's what a Runza is. A burp in a bun. Plain and simple. Horrific. Oh well, guess I'll have to move to Kansas. End of review.
Wow, a couple of Kansans.
Desiree and Jeff are in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
Methinks.
Traveling Kansans.
Or just like not traveling Kansans. Just sitting in Kansas, Yelp reviewing Nebraska.
Oh, that's
Nebraska,
a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
Just throwing their shade over the border.
Speaking of which, maybe Nebraska and Kansas are rivals in like football.
Well, I would imagine so, right?
Football's pretty big over there. I don't know if you heard of it.
I don't. What is happening?
Nothing's happening.
Oh, I thought you were Googling something.
I'm doing that. I want to Google who their biggest rival is, because maybe...
Well, I'm sure they're rivals.
You don't know. Their rivalries are Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Kansas State, Miami, Florida.
See, there's two Kansases. Kansai.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well,
I'm Team Nebraska. Is that what we call... We love a good corn husking.
Okay.
Only Nebraskans are going to listen to this episode. We've got to really talk
oh, no.
it up here.
Yeah,
everyone's
going
to be like, what the fuck is Aranza? I'm not interested in this.
We just called the two Kansas people the most clever people that we've ever heard from, so I don't think they're very thrilled with us right now. I do have a redemption, though. I did mark it as a redemption. Then I realized literally just now that it has one star.
So, what? How did you manage that? That's impressive.
Do you know me? Okay, I'm going to read this to you. It's by Carmen. It's a one-star redemption. Listen,
I'm ready for it.
It holds promise. Today I tried the Runza chicken strips. They were very good, but a little dry for me. Maybe it's something to try if you like to drink lots of liquids with your meals. End of review.
What? Oh, because it's so dry? You gotta...
I guess
what?
So. I just thought that was like, oh, her chicken was dry.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was going to say, and she didn't... leave a shitty review, then I realized she absolutely did, so.
How would you read that and be like, wow, that redeems Runza quite a bit?
Well, because she said, oh, they were good, but a little dry. Maybe it's something you would enjoy. Like, it just was like a much more...
Honestly, that is probably a positive thing. I mean, that's a good thing to do for your body. Drink plenty of fluids, plenty of water.
Plenty of liquid.
I'm pretending that they meant just water.
Liquid.
Liquid.
Soggy subs.
Soggy subs. It's like when they do the...
it's Carmen Soggy.
Oh my god. Miss Soggy, get out of here with that. I bet the Soggy Subs is based in Kansas. That's what it is.
Like you said, down the road. Okay, but well, the road across the border.
I bet Miss Soggy here was taking her Runza, dipping in a big thing of water.
Gross.
Like a competitive eater.
Like that guy, Joey Chestnut.
Wow.
I know. Look at my references.
Yeah.
I know about sports, despite what you may have heard 5 minutes ago.
The right. only sport that she knows about is competitive eating.
And I am proud to keep my girlish figure with that knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
Ew, that's creepy, your girlish figure.
Can we do one quick thing here?
Please.
For our Nebraskan listeners. I'm going to say Husker, and you're going to say Power.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And don't laugh, because it's serious.
I have a campaign to run. I'm not about to put myself in this.
You need the Nebraskan vote.
You're right.
You need it.
You're right. Forget
okay.
Kansas.
You ready?
And Maine.
Husker.
What is it again?
Power. Husker.
Power.
Husker.
Power.
Husker.
Power.
Okay, great. That's really great, because that's right before the tunnel walk.
What?
Right before the tunnel walk,
oh,
which
sure,
is a really
sure,
big
sure, sure,
thing
sure.
in Nebraskan football.
Yeah.
Half the stadium chants Husker, the other Power. Wonder how they decide which half does which.
That's actually very scary sounding.
yeah, to the opponent, that's the point.
I feel threatened by this.
That's why they're one of the best teams ever. I love them so much.
Do you think when we yelled it just now, we were very intimidating? I think we were.
You know what? I actually have a contact at University of Nebraska.
Oh, do you?
And they said that if we did that, they're going to play that clip on the loudspeakers in the stadium and tell the audience to be quiet.
Hey, everybody be quiet. Be quiet. We want to play our podcast.
Two of the biggest fans.
I'm listening to a podcast right now. All right. Well, I'm done. I put my computer away and I'm ready for your challenge.
Okay. So my challenge was to find reviews of limousine companies that canceled at the last minute before someone's wedding or prom.
Yes, I'm excited. How do they go?
Wasn't too bad, honestly. It was pretty good. But a lot of them were like, yep, that sucks. That really sucks. I think I have at least one of those where it's just like, oof.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. This is a 1-star review by John of Allen Limousine in Allen, Texas. Don't rent from these people. They are rude and will cancel your reservation at the last minute to make a bigger buck. For his wedding, my son wanted a white stretch limousine to take him and his new bride to their hotel on their wedding night. So, 2.5 weeks in advance, I called and talked with Olga, who was very helpful. She informed me that the company's only white limo is a 10-passenger super stretch. I agreed to pay an upcharge to reserve that car, and she immediately confirmed to me in writing that the car was reserved for the wedding.
Aw, yeah!
The day before the wedding, I received a call from Terry informing me that the white limo would not be available after all because the company had booked it for someone else for prom night. How good is that? How good is that?
Oh, no. That's like the ultimate shit. Some teens needed it.
These teens had more money than you, so...
No.
Your son is screwed.
These teens were wearing a lot of sequin and they just really glamorized us. We couldn't help ourselves.
I'm sure that reservation probably meant a few $100s more revenue for the company. The fact that we had been assured of our reservation in writing more than 2 weeks before constituted a binding contract. Or so I thought. I demanded to speak with the owner.
Olga!
And owner Raphael came online.
Oh.
He very curtly informed me that the car had been rented to another party for prom night, and all he could provide was a black town car. I asked him to reconsider his decision in light of the possibility that an entire wedding party might like to leave their opinions of his business on Yelp.
Oh!
At which time, he unilaterally canceled the contract despite my protests. He was rude, uncaring about the fact that this was obviously a very special day for our son and his bride, and that his actions put a real damper on the occasion. Contractual obligations mean absolutely nothing to Raphael and his company. Beware. End of review.
Oh my. Yeah. Listen, a black town car is way cooler
than a white super stretch.
That's probably still has glitter in it from last week's prom.
True.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I love how it's like, once I threatened him with Yelp reviews, he canceled it completely.
He immediately said, yeah, I definitely don't want to work with you. I didn't want to before, but now I definitely don't.
And I have a feeling this negative Yelp review would have happened either way.
And you know what?
What?
Now that he got that extra teen money, he could probably pay Yelp to just remove all the bridal party reviews.
True. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. My next one is written by Shu of American Limousine in Los Angeles.
Great.
1-star. I also wish I could give them less than 1-star. They canceled our party bus 2 days before my child's prom. They stated that the, quote, transmission went out. I would like to see proof that this is true. It is more likely that either they were offered more money or that they don't even have the vehicle and thought they could farm it out and take commission. Do not trust this company. End of review.
But that they don't have the vehicle?
Yes.
They're just like running around being like, hey, we have a party bus. Want to use it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It died.
Yeah. And your money is still ours.
I don't know.
They didn't complain about it, so I kind of doubt it.
I mean, yeah, I feel like they would get their money back if that were the case.
You would think. I think a lot of them were like, still, a lot of the reviews I read were like, they took my money, they canceled, where's my money?
Yeah, I mean, that really blows. And also, even the one with the wedding, like, that's trash. I mean, as someone who...
Not good business practice, if you ask me. I have a business, Beach to Sandy Water to Wet.
As someone who... Okay. As someone who, you know, married a man from the state known for steamed cheeseburgers, if the day before a wedding, somebody had called and been like, actually, some teens wanted it, I think I would have just lost my GD mind.
You know what? I would have been right there on Yelp next to you, writing a 1-star review.
Yep, the whole bridal party. The
whole party.
Everybody stop. The wedding's on hold. Get out your Yelp app.
Could you imagine if that was part of it, where it's like everyone like sitting there,
create an account,
and like, okay, now we need to take a break and give a 1-star review before we continue with the ceremony.
But they all have to be different because we don't want Yelp to automatically delete them.
I did see that where it was an entire, it was like for some soccer team or something.
Oh yeah,
and it was like five different.
Oh.
What? Why are you looking at... This was like of a limousine company.
I thought you meant that one time when it was like a bookstore or something in like four different... Maybe that was on my end. Oh. But like four different people from the same school function like kept writing in like, oh, well, one time. And it was like the high school students whose teacher made them write the reviews.
Yeah, and there's like one word different every time. The same thing happened here. It was like five... It was like the only 1-star reviews that this place had gotten were all from the same group of people.
Oh, God.
And it was the exact same date that they posted them, an exact same story.
It's just hard. I mean, it's just hard to
be
a public-facing entity, I think, in any under any circumstance, whether you're renting out limos or reading things on a free radio show.
Okay, I've got one by Shelby of Audubon Limousine in New Orleans. 1-star.
Oh.
We booked Audubon Limousine for our October wedding in Hattiesburg. We were flying out of New Orleans, so we decided we didn't want to trouble any family friends to drive us from Hattiesburg to New Orleans. However, they canceled on us the morning of the wedding. Thankfully, I had an awesome wedding planner, and I didn't even know they did until after the wedding was over. Although Hurricane Nate was to hit the Gulf Coast that evening, we had known that he was going to make landfall on our wedding day for about a week, and they waited till the morning of to cancel on us. So not only did they cancel on us, but it took numerous calls and emails for my wedding planner to get our refund back. It took a month and a half for them to credit us back. I would not recommend them since they cancel at the last minute and take forever to give you your money back. My wedding planner even followed up the Monday after to make sure we got our money back, but it still took a ridiculous amount of time to get our refund. End of review. So,
because their business was swept up by a hurricane?
Yes.
I mean, okay, I think that's reasonable, but all right.
Yeah, so the morning of the wedding, they had to cancel due to a hurricane.
An impending hurricane. Sure, yes. Sure.
Yes. And they had already known in advance that he was going to... do people actually?
I don't know. That weirded me out.
Like, I know. I just said it and it made me uncomfortable.
Nate's coming to crash the wedding.
Nate's from Landon.
Famous wedding crasher.
So, yeah. He said that they knew that. So, presumably, Nate made landfall on that morning when the company's like, you know what? We actually can't do this.
You know what? Actually, we're underwater now. So, it's going to be a little hard. You could probably send one of those gator boats your way.
Ooh, that would be cool.
I think so. Okay,
plan for my wedding. Yours was lame compared to my future wedding because you're not going to have any gator boats.
I had no teens involved, no gator boats.
I'm only going to have teens and gator boats at my wedding.
Oh my God. Oh shit, do you hear that? It's Allie running for the hills.
Oh no. Oh no, I'm sorry. Okay. So I've got one more review and... a manager response to the review.
Oh, fantastic.
This is of Cloud 9 Limousine in San Jose, California.
Great.
Written by Lindsay. 1-star. Let me preface this by saying that I gave Cloud 9 Limo multiple opportunities to write the circumstances. However, they were completely unwilling to provide any type of service. At this time, it appears to me that Cloud 9 is in the business of charging people's credit cards while not providing any service whatsoever. My experience with Cloud 9 began when I booked transportation for my wedding. I booked with a woman named Angelica, who was pleasant and seemed helpful. I signed a contract 6 weeks before the event. The week before and week of my event, I sent multiple emails to Angelica for scheduling purposes, only to hear nothing in return. On the Monday before my wedding, I called only to find out that she was no longer with the company. One would think that someone would have reached out to coordinate. On the Tuesday before my wedding was on Saturday, we had unforeseen circumstances related to the fires in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and our venue had to be emergency evacuated, and we ended up having to find another venue last minute.
Oh no.
Completely minor compared to the people that lost homes during the Loma fires. When I called to update Cloud 9 on the situation, the owners/managers were completely insensitive and unwilling to meet us halfway. They ended up keeping my deposit of $375. When I asked if we could downgrade the service to just take the bridal party, they wanted to charge us $400 for a 15-minute ride. In my opinion, Cloud9 is run by completely incompetent, insensitive crooks. The icing on the cake was when one of the owners had the audacity to tell me that our wedding was not canceled due to a natural disaster. It was canceled because of, quote, the pot farmers starting a fire in the mountain.
What the fuck?
FYI, Cloud9, the Loma Fire burned 4,700 acres, destroyed 28 residences, and over 700 firefighters, both volunteer and paid, fighting the fires.
Jeez.
Call it what you want, but it sounds to me like a natural disaster.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Google Loma Fire, and you will hear our whole story. We were provided with so much support by so many people, including Channel 5 Eyewitness News. I'm happy to update them on the terrible service Cloud9 provided, as well as the $375 that they received for doing absolutely no work. Do not hire them. End of review.
I am dying to hear this response.
Right. I know it was a long one, but I was like, this response is...
I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Here is a comment from Cloud9 Limousine regarding this situation.
Regarding the pot fire.
Hi, Lindsay. We apologize for any inconvenience and frustration you went through during your event. We also want to explain to you that Cloud9 has a cancellation policy in place to secure your vehicle or vehicles for your special day. Just like wedding venues, catering companies, DJs, and photographers have cancellation policies in place as well. So, did you cancel with all of the companies that were providing your services for your wedding? And yes, the Loma Fire was a horrible, tragic fire, and Cloud9 management took everything into consideration when you called to cancel your reservation. Cloud9 management offered you a couple different options, but you declined. Your venue changed, so you just wanted to cancel because you didn't need to transport guests anymore.
Mm.
You could have used the service at the new venue that day, but once again, you declined. Cloud9 was responsible for your transportation needs. We offered that over and over to you, but once again, you declined. How is that Cloud9's fault? Either way, we hope you had a fantastic wedding. End of review. But it's true. When you read the original review, she prefaces it by saying that she gave Cloud9 Limo multiple opportunities to write the circumstances, but they were unwilling to provide any type of service. But then later in her own review, said that they were going
to
charge her money
to do the same service.
To do a service again, but it was a shorter ride. Because they,
I see. So the newer, problem. So the newer venues are a closer spot, and she's like, "Oh, we don't need them anymore." And they're like, "Well, you booked us, so
your deposit is
and
ours.
It's 4 days away.
But we are still willing to provide our service
for the same
in
price.
The contract for the price.
For the same price you already agreed to.
Yes, but then Lindsay was like, "Well, it's only 15 minutes, and it's only for a different amount of people. Change it the week of.
It's 4 days before the wedding.
Yeah.
Listen, Lindsay." Listen, I know weddings are hard.
I don't. My teens and gator boats have the easiest wedding ever.
A breeze.
Oh, yeah, good one.
A swampy breeze. That's the name of your wedding band, by the way. I already
swampy
booked
breeze.
Yeah, I already booked them. They're an Everglades local band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine that exists.
Yep.
I would love that.
Turtle
I would
Man.
Love that. Turtle Man?
Yeah.
What's Turtle Man?
That's from a TV show. He's like a wilderness guy.
Okay. From like Duck Dynasty or something weird?
It's from a show featuring Turtle Man, but I don't remember what it's called.
The show featuring Turtle Man.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good. He can be there too.
Swamp monsters?
I don't know. Turtle Man is officiating my wedding.
Turtle Man!
On the breezy, swampy gator boat.
Swampy breeze.
All the teens in attendance.
Oh my god, this is gonna be the best wedding ever.
Okay.
Oh wait, I'm not invited, right?
No,
not
you're
a
not
teen.
A teen.
Oh shit. Or an alligator. Damn. I'll see what I can do. All right. Well, that was interesting.
That was interesting.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
What's the dealio?
The dealio is that we're done.
Yay. I mean, boo.
Yeah.
I do have a theme for you from our newest $30 patron.
Yes. We have this thing where if you pay us a lot of money, you get to pick the theme and city.
Of Alexander's wedding.
Of my wedding.
for a full episode. So yeah, we have one.
It's up to our discretion at the end of the day. But Julia's first choice, we were like, hell yeah, this is a great idea.
What is it? I know what it is, but you tell it.
Tanning salons in Huntington Beach, California.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. This is one of those where,
I've been waiting for tanning salons. Thank you, Julia. I'm very excited for this one.
Thank you very much, Julia.
And so close to home.
So close to home. We'll have to visit a couple of these.
Yeah.
Before
your wedding, if I'm going to fit in a floor in the swampy Florida Everglades, I'm going to need, if I'm going to stand on the outskirts in an attempt to get in to your wedding, I'm going to need some.
You're going
to
get your skin so leathery that I'm going to think that you're an alligator.
Alligator.
Perfect. Just sit in the swamp, get a straw or something with your leathery alligator skin. And you'll enjoy Turtle Man officiating my wedding.
I'm just going to float.
In a gator boat.
I'm going to float like a log. Oh my God.
Someone draw that and send that in.
Oh God. Oh boy. This is such a freaking disaster.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Great. So that's our theme. So that's exciting that I didn't have to pick it this week.
Yes.
What's my challenge?
Your challenge was sent in by Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Well, no thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good, though. Find a favorable review of someone's former spouse's divorce attorney.
Oh my God! Speaking of weddings, we're gonna need these guys, too.
You're gonna not be able to find one, and you're gonna be like, Blaze, I'm divorcing you. Go get an attorney.
Yeah,
you're gonna write a review of Blaze's
that is such a good
divorce
idea.
Attorney.
Wait, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Can you push your wedding up so you can also help me out?
True,
here?
True.
That would
okay.
be great. I'll
propose tonight.
Uh-huh.
At Cracker Barrel, someone tagged me on Twitter. Was like, "Is this you?" And someone there was a tweet about someone seeing someone else proposing in a Cracker Barrel. They're like, what is this Caucasian shit? It was like this whole rant about who the hell does that?
Alexander does.
And then,
was it with a little golf tee
game?
Oh
my God.
Wouldn't that be good?
That's a great idea.
You win the game and it's like,
yes.
And you win a ring.
Okay. I hope Allie doesn't listen to this restaurant I hope Allie doesn't listen to this episode because that's my idea right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your challenge.
Okay, I'm excited. A favorable review of their ex-spouse's divorce attorney. This is so excellent.
Yes, it is excellent.
Oh my. Okay, what a week we have.
Yes.
Coming up.
We do. And really quick, it was Jacqueline who tweeted that at me. It made my day when I saw that.
Oh,
honestly.
It is very funny.
It was so freaking. I was like, that is me.
For a Caucasian like you, that is pretty fitting.
Love me some Cracker Barrel.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you guys.
Can't wait to talk at you next week.
Talk at you. Yes, we will talk
at
you soon.
That's all we do.
Goodbye.
Bye.